This week in Ramallah, Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata tippled from a worn piano in the Friends' School to a room full of surprised youngsters. Now, Beethoven is familiar to the music students there, but the man whose fingers were pushing the old Steinway to speak for him, for Beethoven, and for humanity, was an unexpected performer, Daniel Barenboim, director of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, an artistic director of the Berlin State Opera, and a world-ranked pianist, is an Israeli citizen. He sidestepped Israeli checkpoints to come to the school. His trip to the West Bank is the latest in a series of bold performances that have stirred controversy and debate in Israel. Christine Spohler was there. She's a reporter for the Chicago Tribune and joins us from Jerusalem. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And if you were there, I'm guessing it wasn't an exactly spontaneous visit. How did it come about?
Well, it was kept very quiet. He had tried to come to Ramallah in March, and because of the military incursions, the Israelis had told them that he couldn't do it. They couldn't guarantee his safety. But there was another issue going on now, is that Israel does not allow Israeli citizens to go into the West Bank because everything is under military lockdown. So the conductor decided that he would hitchhike a ride with the German embassy, and they got an embassy car to take him in. And the soldiers never checked his papers, I was told, and he got right into Ramallah.
This was important to him, I gather.
This is very important to him. He has a very interesting relationship with Israel. He is an Israeli citizen, and he has been here for the 67 war. He played his piano and led an orchestra. He did the same in 73. And during the Gulf War, he led the orchestra as the Scud missiles fell.
Yeah.
So he, you know, has been very supportive of Israel. In the past few years, with the peace agreement, he has really reached out to the Arab community, and he struck up a friendship with Edward Said, the Palestinian writer, and together they have forged a common bond here to try to help what is happening on the ground here. But he has riled the public here. Last year, he added an encore to the Israeli festival where he was conducting, and he added a Wagner encore, which is Hitler's favorite composer, and it caused outrage here.
Tell me about the reaction from the youngsters at the Friends' School, if you could.
The kids were very excited. You have to understand, these are children who have to go through checkpoints to get to school, lost their summer to the Israeli troops being in their city, and the idea of even going to school is a treat right now. So to be taken into the auditorium and being told that there is a very famous conductor and pianist coming to play for you, and he's Israeli, the kids were thrilled, and the playing was beautiful.
Did the youngsters surround him, come up to him, ask for his autographs, touch his hands afterwards?
Some of them did. What he did, and it was quite lovely, he asked some of the students to come up and play. And three girls came up, each playing different pieces, a Chopin waltz. One little girl was so nervous she couldn't remember what she was playing. And he complimented them, and that was nice to see.
When he got back home to the Israeli side, what kind of reaction was waiting for him?
Well, it was interesting. I mean, the Israeli government had obviously knew about it afterwards. And I called some people there, and they said, listen, we're in the middle of a war. We're not even going to discuss this. But there were some parliamentary people who were saying, let's revoke his citizenship, and had harsh words for him. He had a very personal experience the next day. He and his wife had gone to a restaurant to have lunch, and two or three people came up to him, he thought, ready to ask for his autograph, and then they started haranguing him. I've heard that his wife then threw some salad on these people to get rid of them.
What kind of dressing?
I have no idea.
Ms. Spohler, you're not a music critic.
No.
I'm wondering if you've had a chance to talk to Maestro Barenboim about, I guess, what we'd have to observe is a point or a series of points he seems to be trying to make about his beloved home country, let's say over the past decade, by conducting Wagner. And now what I think we have to fairly count as at least some kind of challenge to the temporal authority there of Israel to constrict his movements.
Very interesting. At the school, he said to the children, you know, I'm not a politician, but if the 20th century has shown us anything, it tells us that we all have a responsibility. And he was doing what he does, play music. And if music is the language that maybe can overcome other debates, then that's the language he'll do. With the Wagner piece that he had conducted, he had said in prior interviews or interviews right after that, you know, we're a democratic country. We're an open democratic country. And I think in these forays, whether it's the West Bank or just the musical adventures, what he's saying is if we're a democracy, we should be able to talk to each other. And I think that's what he did the other day, and the kids got it. They said, you know, I don't care that he's an Israeli. He took the time to come to Ramallah, and he's feeling what we're feeling. And as 12-year-old kids, they feel like nobody in the world really understands what they're going through in Ramallah.
Ms. Spoehler, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you. It was fun.
Christine Spoehler is a reporter for the Chicago Tribune in Jerusalem. We'd like to play an excerpt from another Daniel Barenboim rendition of the Moonlight Sonata, this one recorded in Germany, 1984.